day, everybody. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time to take a look at all of your agricultural markets for today. I've got the latest on those in your afternoon wrap-up straight ahead.
This is Greg Griffith with the Livestock Exchange. Friends, you need a professional working for you when you sell your cattle. That's how you get top dollar. And selling with one of the 8 commissions at the Oklahoma National Stockyards means you'll have a pro working hard on your behalf. The Oklahoma National Stockyards, still one of the largest stocker and feeder cattle markets in the world. Bring your cattle and consign with one of our commission firms. And while you're in town, go around the corner and have a great steak or shop for a pair of boots here in Stockyard City. Remember, the Livestock Exchange at the Oklahoma National Stockyards.
Midwest Farm Shows is the longest running sponsor of our daily Farm and Ranch email and operates the 2 best farm shows in Oklahoma. This coming spring, it's the Oklahoma City Farm Show, April 20th through 22nd at State Fair Park, put on by Midwest Farm Shows. Call the show's manager, Ron Bormaster, for more information on how you can be a part of the Oklahoma City Farm Show at 507-437-7969. Also check our website at OklahomaFarmReport.com for details about how you can sign up for our daily farm news email.
Well, livestock futures remain mixed today. Light pressure in cattle trade continued to focus on the uncertainty of long-term support and the ability of traders to become actively involved in the market at this level. The firm support in beef values helped to pull prices slightly off of session lows, but has had a limited impact. Corn prices lower in light trade today. March corn futures about 3 cents lower. Stock markets lower in light trade as well. The Dow Jones is 20 points lower. NASDAQ down 7 points. In live cattle, lackluster market activity defined today's trading session with prices holding narrow losses. Market movement remained choppy through much of the morning, although price shifts on either end of the spectrum were unable to hold significantly and were indicating that most commercial traders were extremely cautious about stepping back into the market. And in feeder cattle, futures remained mixed in a narrow trading range with prices hovering on either side of unchanged. Trading ranges limited to 20 cents lower to 10 cents higher, as the pressure in the grain markets being tempered by the potential of firmness across the cattle complex and firming beef values. The outlook of the market continued to focus on strong domestic support for beef through the summer months, but this is limiting the ability to bring underlying commercial interest back into the feeder cattle trade. Meanwhile, grain futures were mixed today in cautious range-bound trade as markets face a week or more of potential flashpoints. Meanwhile, corn prices were down a little today, coming under slow but fairly steady pressure overnight. May futures held Monday's lows following a bearish reversal yesterday. Soybeans were under light pressure today after failing to break through moving average resistance above the market yesterday. Forecasts for a big South American crop continue to weigh on the mood ahead of the USDA report Friday that isn't expected to change U.S. ending stocks very much. Wheat prices, though, were quietly mixed, holding on to most of yesterday's gains. And that's a look at all your markets for today. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network.